Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, you may approach the bench because this is a show that is going to be fast and furious. There are a lot of people in the studio with a whole lot of brain cells. So without further ado...
More than you and I tonight, huh, Robbie?
Absolutely.
I'll tell you.
It's an honor to see all of them, though.
They were asking me where I got this music for your promo from... from the TV show. And I said, well, she's just good enough, so I'm going to borrow it. So I did, just for you. So we're going to start this Totally Talking Divorce show off with... In studio, in the freezing cold. It is cold, baby, outside, but it's warm in the studio. I've got with me Judge Kim Eaton from Allegheny County. I've got Carla Donnelly, and I've got Dan McIntyre. Welcome, welcome, welcome on a cold Tuesday night in Pittsburgh. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Move on closer to that mic there. You got to hug that mic for me.
Okay.
You know, Rob and I, we were talking before the show. How long has it been since you've been here, Judge?
It was before COVID.
Before
it was
COVID.
Long before COVID.
Yeah, before COVID. So I want to jump in with this. And we were talking a little bit out in the newsroom about what we see from attorneys. And I work with you guys and we get some interesting cases along the way. And we're always getting this perspective. More so now, as I'm going to shake Carla's head, more so now, right?
Yes.
With... people want to get to the judge. They want to sidetrack even you and me sometimes. And I can bring you into this, Dan, because you're shaking your head. But they want to get to the judge because they think the judge is going to hear them where nobody else can. And I want to get that perspective for all the listeners out there. I've got your questions you sent me. I'm going to try to get them all addressed with her as we move through the show this evening. But I want to get that view. Then I'm going to bring it in and I'll have... Judge Eaton join in with us. But we hear this all the time, right?
Sure.
Tell us what the clients say to you sometimes.
Well, sometimes they think if they talk to the judge that they're going to get their point across. But yeah, from the attorney point of view, a lot of the stuff they're telling us, it doesn't matter. You know, they don't want to talk. They want to talk about every single thing that happened bad in their whole entire marriage. It's irrelevant. Yeah, we're dividing up property. We don't care.
Well, Dan, you don't understand. You just don't understand,
we hear
Dan.
That a lot.
Dan, you don't understand. The judge is going to need to know.
Yeah.
Carla?
Exactly the same thing. I mean, first of all, the parties don't realize that it's a process to get in front of the judge and that to go through that process is not fun. So let's try to get it resolved. And two, there's so much that... the judge focuses in on, and it's 1% of what the clients usually tell us. And so our job in part is to try to focus the case on the part that we know the court is going to care about. And if it's a custody case, it's going to be about the children. It is not going to be about you. Like I, you know, ask a client to give me a timeline of events with the child, and I get a timeline of how they felt about everything and nothing about the child. And so the judge doesn't care how you feel. The judge cares about how the children feel. So, you know, we're the filter, and we're the much needed filter.
Because the judge, and let's talk like she's not in the room, but the judge only really cares about what's in the best interest of the children in that perspective, right? And I'm going to bring her in because I want to get her prepped for what we hear all day, every day, sometimes way too many times a day. But the perspective of, even if I don't have children, the judge got to know what my spouse has been doing. You got to understand what they've done with this money. They've got to understand what they've done with this property. And so it goes on and on and on. And we kind of get a deaf ear to it, try to keeping them focused on what the judge is going to want to hear. But before they get to the judge, as she's going to tell us, there's a lot of steps to get to her courtroom. And I always say this, whether she's here or not, I don't know why you got, everybody out there wants the judge to make a decision on your life, your married life, in a matter of maybe a day. If they're granted a day, maybe two, maybe a half a day of court, and she's going to make all the decisions for what you think you should have and how you've separated it out. I don't think I want to take that gamble going into court, but they do. So I'm going to back it off and I'm going to bring her in. So Judge Eaton, we're talking about you. So jump on in here.
Well, you know, I see a little bit. I call it the Law and Order syndrome. Okay. Everybody's been watching Law and Order too much. And, you know, the corollary to that is it's like, how come they commit the crime and Law and Order on Tuesday and they're in court on the next Tuesday?
Right.
And now it's like, well, why is it taking, like you say, it takes a long time before you get to see me. So there's that. The other thing is, and from a nightmare of the attorney's point of view, is you don't want them just saying anything they can say. I mean, you want to forget about whether it's irrelevant. You don't want them to say something that's going to hurt them, which is exactly what your job mm-hmm. is. And, you know, I sometimes laugh because when I do protection from abuse, and that is pro se. They do the narrative themselves, okay? And they write it down. And it'll go on for like 8 paragraphs, all right? We met in 1992, and this happened and all that. And in the last paragraph, they'll say, and he punched me in the nose. I'm like, where to bury the lead, okay?
Right.
So I think that you got to have, you know, the attorneys, just like Carla said, the attorneys know what needs to be heard, and hopefully they can stop you from saying what I don't need to hear.
Because sometimes they do more harm than good.
Oh, yes.
When they start in on these things, because it's coming from the one perspective, and I wouldn't want to be unprotected with my mouth rolling, because I had the opportunity years ago, and I did do that, and I stepped out of bounds, and I was pretty much prosecuted afterward. I couldn't stand it in the courtroom, so I actually stepped out and said, I'm going to say something. And I remember the judge looking down at me and said, are you sure you want to do this? And I said, yes, I did. It worked for me. It worked for me, and I didn't have the experience back then. But I'm going to tell you, I would have never done it. I shouldn't have, and I should have left it up to the attorneys, but I stepped in my own lane at that point. It was a long divorce for me. But I hear this more often than not, when the judge needs to hear what I have to say. And Carl and Dan, you are speaking for them all the way through this process, not even before it gets to the judge. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? I know Robbie wants to take a break over there, right? You want him to do it right now, or you want him to?
Let's go ahead now.
Go.
Well, I mean, again, with us being the filter, you know, the client will give us 10 things they want, and I'm filtering out, like, this is not reasonable, this you're never going to get. But these three things, let's focus on these three things. So what we have to do really is, you know, sort of in a way prejudge the audience, which is the court, and really get the client thinking about the things that they can get done, what they can accomplish. And, you know, a lot of times I have to tell people all day long, I'm sure the judge does as well, things they don't want to hear.
You're right.
And some things that the clients say make sense, and I understand why you want that. I just don't think we should ask for it. because it's going to take away from the other things that are really important.
Right. Right, and they're too attached. All right, let's take a quick break. We're going to be right back with The View from the Bench.
All right, stay with us. More to come with Nan Cohen, Total Talk, KDK, and your Pratt Pack. View from the Bench, Nan Cohen, Total Talk, continues now on KDKA Radio.
Rob made us laugh at going into the right back into the show. He says, oi, congratulations. We've got Alyssa in the studio with me tonight, my daughter, my oldest daughter, who got engaged Friday evening. What a tough crowd she's in front of tonight with the judge. Before we went to the break, we were talking interesting, and then all of a sudden Judge Eaton says, I would like to say this. So there's your mic. Go ahead.
Well, one of the things that we're talking about, where I said sometimes people say things they shouldn't say. And a really good example is in custody. The first, we have to look at 16 different factors in determining custody. And the first factor is how the parties get along. So, and that's a very important factor to me. So when people get up there and they think, well, I'm just going to tell every bad thing that ever happened in the case ever and how much I really hate him or her, and this, and they go on and it's like, you're screwing up that factor. And that's why people like Dan and Carla, and I don't know, kick them under the table, whatever you have to do.
I try.
But that's the most important factor, as we were talking. I mean, I feel that that's, you know, when you're looking out for a child, you're going to be looking out for how those parents are going to be working together on the child, children. That worries me. But they've got to come out and, what worked in their intact family all of a sudden unravels as they become not an intact family. And that worries me all the time.
Yeah.
When we're talking about custody, we're getting a question, which we talked about in the newsroom, where children want to just get to you. The parents want to put their children. Nan, when can my child speak? Carly, you hear this? Dan?
All the time.
All the time. And it's...
Well, you're both sitting there shaking your head, so I know they can see you on the stream, but I need you to explain.
Like, a long, long time ago, I went to a seminar, and there was a psychologist from California, and she was just appalled that our children are even involved in the system. And California's pretty left-wing, and she just said, they have no business being involved. It's an adult decision. The adults should make it. You shouldn't even ask the kid what they want, let alone put them on the stand. I mean, that's just so bad, It's like, why would you put your child through that?
Well, and to boot, I mean, there's kids that are 18 I wouldn't put in front, let alone they want to put a 9-year-old.
Right.
Just not maturity-wise. And I have to be honest with you, it's intimidating. It's intimidating for us as adults to be in a courtroom, let alone your children. Mm-hmm. My child's going to tell them. My child's going to be able to explain it all. Carla's eyes are big right now.
So the children rarely say what the client thinks they're going to say, because we're often in the room when the child speaks. The parents aren't. And most children usually say something to the effect of they love both their parents and they want to spend time with their parents equally. Is that true? I don't know, because sometimes the parents telling me, no, they want to live with me. They want to live with me. Sometimes the child gets nervous because they know that the other parent is going to find out what they said. And so it's hard to get what a child really thinks. I can think of very rare circumstances in my career where the judge talked to the child and the judge really got how the child really felt. I think it's hard. But at the same time, if the child has witnessed something and you need the child to testify because they've witnessed something, I think that's different. But if we're just talking about preference, I think the idea that the judge is really going to get a feel for what that child prefers, I think it's just so skewed, because the child gets in there, they're nervous, and they don't want to hurt either parent. They love both their parents.
All right, I got to have the view from the bench.
Well, one of the problems, again, let's talk about the factors. One of the factors they put in was we have to consider the preference of the child. And that was one of the worst things that ever happened. But if I don't do it, I either have to get the people to waive it, or I have to tell the Superior Court why I didn't hear it. So, I'm a bully. I mean, if the kids told the psychological evaluator something, I'm saying, why can't we just leave it at that and not bring the kid in the middle of it? And I have to tell you, when somebody's insisting on bringing in the child, After I give them the speech about, you know, this isn't, just like you said, this isn't good for them. They're going to remember it. You're putting them in the middle. And when somebody keeps insisting, that's kind of something I want to know, too. You're the one that wants to put the kid in the middle of it.
I worry about it. But I also know that, you know, the influence of the parents, it worries me because I think they're going to go in there and do it and deliver just what they wanted. And it's intimidating.
Well, I have one more story where there was a dad, he was in radio, and the kids lived in Arkansas, and he said the kids were here for the summer, and they got to meet Taylor Swift, duh. And he kept saying, the kids decided they wanted to live with me. The kids are saying they want to live with me. They want to live with me. That you need to hear from them. They want to live with me. And I said, all right. And I always talk to the kids last because I don't want to put them through it twice. I want to have everything I'm having. So for 2 days, we sat there. And he kept saying, I wouldn't do this if they hadn't said it. So I'm at the very last day, the end of the trial. And the kid came in and said, I want to live with my mom. I just told my dad that because it would make him feel better. I'm thinking, well, there's 2 days of my day gone. So, but yeah. I'm sure that's what he told him, you know. So.
But that's, and I get it. And I wish sometimes you had that magical wand from the bench. We talk about it. I mean, if she could make it all right, it would be happening. But they don't really realize how much influence they have as parents to make it right instead of putting it before the court. And it's years of doing this, and I see it. We see it, Dan. I remember when your hair was brown. And you were giving me a couple words way back that Rob's awfully quiet over there. Look, he's awfully quiet.
This is all fascinating. I've been so fortunate this last go around. My ex is my best friend, and I give her money still to this day when my kids are grown adults because she did all the hard work. And I just showed up and went out and had fun with them. So God bless my ex-wife.
Oh, we like hearing that.
She's the best.
But I have to say, we all liked her.
I know you do. Well, I do too.
There was just one of those in the mix that I told him not to do. But other than that, the rest of them were.
Listen, it can be done right. You get professionals like this, and you listen to what the law is, and you just make it work.
And I agree with what you're saying, and I know how it looks from our perspective.
It doesn't usually work that way.
Well, because you know, the majority of the time, this is that person's first divorce. Maybe it's their second divorce. These people do it every day. You know, what we think is so important. Oh, that judge hears this. When I tell that judge, and again, I'm going to bring it up, and I'm going to bring it up probably after the break. But the biggest thing, the most often asked question of me is when I get into extracurricular things in those marriages. And look, we'll talk about that after we come back from the break. But I want to finish up with the kids. What is the most important thing you think you can give us to make it work better in that situation?
You know, there's a video called the Judicial Interview of the Child, and it's on the Pennsylvania Bar Association's website, it's fabulous. They took people who judges all through the state and how they do it. I think it's good for the attorneys to see it, but I also think if I was still in practice, I would tell my clients to look at it. Here's the kind of thing the judge is going to be looking for in talking to a child. You know, I mean, I always do start with like, oh, you play soccer and you do this and that. So it's on the Pennsylvania Bar Association's website. It's called the Judicial Interview of the Child, and it'll tell you just about everything you need to know. And do you really want to put your kid through that?
No.
Well, I remember when you sent it to me, we were going to a meeting and you had said, Nan, you need to watch this beforehand. And I did. And it's true. Take a look. Learn. Be prepared. Don't come at your attorneys from that perspective. They're doing their job. They know what to expect. They know how to waltz you through this process. But when it comes to just the mere argument, I just get so worked up because I've been through it. I know it's not where you want to be. And listen, nobody wins. She's shaking her head no.
Degrees of losing.
Right.
Well, they hear it. It's better they hear it from you than Dan, Nan, Nan, Dan, and Carla, because when it comes from you, it's official. That's what I've got to say. I'm going to give everybody the information. You can always find me at divorcerealityexpert.com. Hit me up there. Send me an email. I'm going to get some of those questions before we end the show. But Dan, how do they get in touch with you?
412-835- 5395.
Carla.
I'm at the law firm Petragallo. I can be reached at 412-263-2962.
And
do
I can
not get in touch with me.
Yeah, I'm not giving your information out. I'm not. You're kept in silence.
I have her cell number.
I do too, but we're not giving that out. But let me just tell you, if you need to get in touch with the two of them, I can definitely make that happen for you. We want to go to a break?
Yes, we want to go to a break.
Let's do that break. And we come back, we've got a lot of information coming on the other side.
View from the Bench, Nan Cohen Total Talk, tonight on KDKA.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You from the Bench, Nan Cohen, Total Talk. So how do you get the honorable judge and, of course, two incredible attorneys to show up on a frigid night? You give them Dorothy's candies, and that's why they showed up here tonight.
That's amazing. Well, actually, I've got to probably treat Judge Eaton to some chocolate-covered strawberries this year. So Marlene's on the line. Can you make that happen for me, Mar? Can you make that happen? I figured you would. I'll deliver them right down to the courthouse for her. Okay?
Okay.
With Valentine's Day coming, Mar, we've got some exciting things we're going to be doing on Friday, I think video-wise, down at your store. But we do have Valentine's Day coming up, and it's all about chocolate-covered strawberries.
Chocolate-covered strawberries, and they are the best. We really produce. And you can give us a call, get your orders taken care of, and give us your pickup date, you know, the 3 days around Valentine's Day, and you'll have a special, special night.
And I want to tell everybody that they wait till the last minute, they just might be out of luck, because last year you set an all-time record for the strawberries that went out at Dorothy's Candies for Valentine's Day. So I do want to make sure.
Oh.
Robert Castelli, owner, said, get your orders in so that you are well taken care of for those chocolate-covered strawberries for the holiday. Marlene.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Don't count on the one thing on the counter because they go just as fast as they're put out.
100%. We're making that Swiss, white, and dark this year. Marlene, give them the information that they can find Dorothy's Candies.
Sure. You can give us a call at 412-678-2723, or you can go on dorkiescandies.com and visit our website and place orders there. Just keeping in mind that we do not ship strawberries.
Correct.
Okay, you have to pick them up in the store. So, and not a problem. People are coming all around getting them from us.
And Marlene's going to be here in the studio February 1st. For our whole Dorothy's Candies Hour. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we're going to jump back into the view from the bench. And anything else you wanted to finish up? Because I have a little announcement and a little congratulations, because I heard you got an award the other night.
Oh, thank you. Yes,
I actually got it in real time. I got a photo. Thank you. I was hoping for a little bit more, but that's all I got was the photo. So I'll take that. So you want to tell us what, Carla, what was she the award for?
Judge Eaton received from the Pennsylvania Bar Association Family Law Section the Eric Turner Award, which is for, it doesn't have to be to a judge, it just is to an attorney who exemplifies what it is to be a family law attorney and is a mentor, most importantly, to other family law attorneys. And from what I understand, it was a pretty easy decision to award the Eric Turner Award this year to Judge Eaton, who gave the best acceptance speech.
I heard that in the elevator coming up, because would you say they...
Well, there were attorneys at my table from the other side of the state, who pretty experienced attorneys at that, who looked at me and said, you guys are so lucky that she's your judge.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to pick up on that, because, you know, you talk about family court and you talk about the dedication to be a judge. It's rough. You know, Rob and I can talk about that. He's shaking his head. But when you get these judges that are light, the commitment to stay in family court and to see it through. I mean, she's definitely one of my heroes. You know, I love spending time with her, and she's taught me from the very beginning. And, I followed from Larry. So beyond that, as we rolled through this, congratulations, because I know it's well-deserved, because you're just amazing.
Well, it meant a lot, because it came from the Pennsylvania Bar Association attorneys, who I consider to be that group to be the creme de la creme. So, it's, yeah. You know, so.
Yep, she's a little treasure here, because she's that commitment. As her husband sits in the corner and he just shakes his head over there. So, yeah, Dave, we got you. So let's just jump back into that view from the bench following that congratulations. Talk to me. I want to hear a little bit more from what you can tell us, what you see from your side, before I get into some of the things that I want to talk about. Maybe a spouse, maybe cheating, you know, doing something of that, you know.
Well, I do. One of the other things I want to say from the attorney's point of view, and you brought it up. I mean, we have a lot of judges in family division, and everybody has their own temperament. Everybody has their, you know, just what I'm saying doesn't go for everybody.
Oh, absolutely not.
And I think that's another thing that, you know, litigants need to listen to their attorneys, because they know the judges. So they know this judge is going to cut you off if you start to go off it this way. This one may let you go on for days, but that's something the litigant can never know. These guys know it, so you should listen to your attorney.
I'm going to say it. We're very fortunate to have the judges that we've had and still have. Again, the commitment's there for them. But, yeah, we will hand it to the attorneys, all of them. They know what they're walking into. But when you're walking into somebody that says, well, you need to know that my spouse cheated. Well, you need to know this for what reason? And I can't think of a clearer one other than the fact that if there's a prenup, basically, we're shaking our heads. What are you going to do with that information, Judge?
Well, and I'm sure these guys can put in more on that. I mean, this is, when we talk about when litigants are acting crazy, this is the number one thing. I mean, they want to have someone to hear.
To validate it.
This happened.
Yep.
And aren't you as outraged as I am, Judge? And we can go through it. It's certainly not one of the custody factors, okay? As a matter of fact, you almost have to dig to find it. Maybe in alimony, maybe not, but it's certainly not a bar to it under those certain circumstances. But I think that they focus on it. They think that's the most important thing. And most of the time, it just doesn't make any difference. It really doesn't make any difference.
Because you're not judging their character.
No.
I mean, is that a true statement?
Absolutely.
They're not judging the character of that person. It happens. It's just part of life, and they don't care about it. But other than a prenup, when's it really going to come and cross your path, attorneys?
Well, I think it's important because if somebody's so upset about it and you're trying to get the case settled, you have to find a way to maybe get them a pound of flesh somehow. And I think it's important for us as attorneys to listen to our client's pain and try to convey that to the other side to, you know, try to get something for it or some, you know, because that person's not going to want to settle the case. They're going to want to go to tell their story to the judge.
But we're hearing right now.
The judge isn't going to care.
Right.
But you have somebody who's in a lot of pain and you have to do something with that pain to resolve the case or go in front of the judge who's not going to care. So I think it, like I used to practice in another state where it was a factor in equitable distribution. So people did get their pound of flesh. And I think it made it easier to settle a case because the person other side knew, well, that's going to probably cost me a couple of percentage points. And so,
but you know, we are Pennsylvania.
Right. I know. So, but the pain is the same.
Right. I get it. And I think there's better ways to work the pain out than spending a lot of money to get to a point where you've got to tell the child, and you're hearing it's just not going to matter, because that is the number one question I get all the time. Robbie just wants to do that break thing over there. Did you see that, Judge?
I used to work in a state. I used to work in a state in radio that they used to print it in the paper.
Mm. Yeah.
Thank goodness I didn't live in that state.
No, hey, no, I'll take the fifth on that one.
I should have had a fifth. All right, listen, we're going to take a break, come back on the other side. Please tell the fine folks how they can get a hold of these individuals. Go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Dan McIntyre.
412-835-5395.
Carla.
I'm at 412-263-2962.
You guys are giving your phone number. I'm just going to say divorcerealityexpert.com is where you can find me, and I'm always on there. So there we go. Let's take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back. I got a couple questions.
All right, coming back in just a couple of moments. I do want to remind you, though, when the weather turns bad, turn to kdkradio.com for up-to-the-minute news, weather, and traffic information from the KDK Radio Storm Center, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van, and Butler Transit Authority, only on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. All right, final segment of You from the Bench. Nan Cohen Total Talk resumes now on KDKA.
I promised that I'd ask a couple questions. So the first one is, Nan, can you please answer this on your show tonight? Why does it take so long to get divorced in PA? And I'm going to tell you my thoughts, but go ahead. I'm going to let you take it first.
Well, I mean, first of all, if both parties agree, it's 90 days-ish by the time it gets through. If one person doesn't want to agree, and it's usually for economic reasons, it's not because they want to get back together or anything like that, then it takes a year. And that's down from 3 years, then to 2 years, then to 1 year. But if it takes longer, it's because there's economic things going on, or most likely it's to somebody's advantage to drag it out. Maybe they're getting support that they wouldn't get if they were getting alimony and all that. And it also sometimes takes a long time to get before the court. When we were talking before about talking to the judge and what you can say, it's not that I don't care about some of the stuff you're talking about. It's I have a huge docket and I've got to move the cases and we only have so much time in there. So sometimes that happens. But usually when it's dragged out, it's because it's to somebody's economic advantage.
All right. Question number two. I preach this on the radio every time we're here. I'm always mentioning this. When you're going to finalize, you really have to be sure before you sign that marriage settlement agreement and you get that judge to sign off on that, you're done. You get to that point, you're done. There's no going back. I mean, there's a process to go back, but the majority of cases that have even been tried, I don't think that many get even looked at. So I just want you to know, I say this all the time, know what you're signing and ask those questions, because once you sign in that dotted line, here's what she's going to tell you right from the bench.
Yeah, I mean, you're stuck. I mean, there are some very, very rare reasons to get back in. Fraud, which is very difficult to prove. But otherwise, I don't care. You know, the answer is not, it's not fair. Too bad you signed it. So you better be darn sure, because then you're stuck.
Right. And I, you know, you say it, but then again, you guys get the calls, right?
Absolutely.
And what happens? What are you saying to them?
Saying, good luck, you signed it. I just came here from a seminar regarding pensions. There's all kind of problems can happen, like military pensions. The person that was in the military decides to switch over to disability benefits. it could screw the other side. I mean, the other side, well, you agreed to part of his pension, but now he's switched and he's getting disability under VA. That's totally different. And he was allowed to do that. You should have put that in your agreement. So, yeah, you need to talk to an attorney before you sign on the dotted line.
Because you're not going to run back in and get into the courts and say, I didn't know. I didn't understand. I didn't realize. Because that's just not what's going to open up that case.
Doesn't matter that you didn't understand. You should have understood. You had the opportunity to understand.
I understand.
Right.
right in there.
But you had the opportunity to understand and chose not to.
And it's just as important for people that have orders and marriage settlement agreements. It's just their responsibility to enforce them as well. Right. You got to know where your money's coming from. You got to get that house up for sale. It's written in there. Got to get it done. You don't sit and wait on it because you're going to be spending money on the other side to get that all enforced. And I hope I can get you back in here to do some focus shows. She's shaking her head. Yes, everybody. That's okay. Confirmation from the view from my bench. She says, yes, I can't thank you enough, Judge, and your husband for coming in tonight. Thrilled to have you here. There's just things that people, I think we could make the process go a lot easier if they had the knowledge. And I always say knowledge is powerful. And I'm still learning as we go along after all these years. You know, we're blessed with a bunch of wonderful attorneys here in the city. I got two of them sitting here tonight with me. Dan, Carla, I can't thank you enough for coming in. Dan, tell them again how they can reach you.
412-835-5395.
Carla.
412-263-2962, my direct line.
And I can always get them in touch with you. I will not get anybody in touch with Judge Heaton. No, that is that's a promise tonight.
Thank you.
I can get you to wherever you need to go if you reach out on my website at divorcerealityexpert.com. You can always find me at 412-996-3346. We're going to be back. I'm going to be doing these focus shows along the way. We're going to break them down. I've got the attorneys in tow with me. We're going to talk divorce, custody. We're even going to talk prenups. We've got Alyssa in the house, so we're going to be dealing with that too. Rob, thanks for coming in.
It was a joy.
I love it.
I really do appreciate
you all. The best of the best sitting here with you tonight.
Oh, I know. Judge is good. All right, news coming up next, and we've got a lot to chat about. State Representative Josh Kale is on the other side. Liquid natural gas. The president is saying, let the drilling begin. We'll discuss it next.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.